The Secondary Teachers Union, the ASTI, will meet officials from the Department of Education and Skills today to discuss their concerns about proposed reforms to the Junior Cert. The changes are due to be phased in from next September. Today's meeting was arranged during discussions about the Haddington Road Agreement. However, since then, the Union's Central Executive Committee has recommended that members reject the new Haddington proposals. Pat King, who's the General Secretary of the ASTI, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
What do you hope to achieve today?
Well, first of all, this is going to be the first real, honest dialogue on the junior cycle. As you say, during the Haddington Road talks, we identified concerns and anger, indeed, that teachers have about the proposals on the new junior cycle. And we got agreement and a commitment that these talks would be held. And I welcome this, the fact that these talks are beginning today. We wanted them up and quick because the new junior cycle process begins next September. We're very concerned that schools are not prepared. We've engaged in consultation with every school in the country, every teacher in the country. We've got 10 responses from about 10,000 teachers over the past number of months, and they're very concerned. They're saying schools are not prepared. 50% of principals are saying that schools haven't the capacity to deal with the changes. As I said, it's beginning next September, and with the first subject, which is English. And the in-service that's being provided for English, the training for teachers in this entirely new approach to teaching, consists of one day. Now, that is totally inadequate.
So specifically then, what would you like to achieve today?
What we want is a realism. We want the department officials to listen. We want honest engagement. We want them to listen to the practitioners. We want them to realise we want reform, and we want it to work well. Children get one chance to go through the school system. They get one chance, and it's got to be right. So there can't be any half-baked measures. It's got to be 100% right. Teachers have to be fully engaged and committed.
But specifically, will you be asking the department to postpone its plans? Will you be saying to them, listen, don't try and phase this in next September?
We've already said that. This may require, and we believe it will require, some change of the phasing. We're in favour of reform, but it's got to be organised, orchestrated properly, and properly trained for.
As we've been saying, this meeting was arranged during discussions on the Haddington Road Agreement, but since then, the Union's Executive Committee has urged that members reject those proposals. So why should the department cooperate with you at all?
The Junior Cert proposals are a separate matter completely from the Haddington Road Agreement.
But they're not really, are they? Because you came away from those Haddington Road discussions saying that these particular talks with the department, that they were part of your new deal.
We identified it as a matter of serious concern for teachers. During the Haddington Road talks, we took the opportunity to highlight it, and we've now succeeded in getting direct dialogue with the department, and that's a good thing, and we hope it bears fruit. It's a separate matter from the Haddington Road Agreement.
On Haddington Road, I was reading in yesterday's Sunday Independent, Colm O'Rourke, who will be known to most people as a former footballer and indeed as a GAA pundit, but he's also a school principal. And he said this about the ASTI. He said, the loony left have taken over. Quite what the union now wants is unclear. There is no strategy, no end game. Is there now serious division within the ASTI?
First thing I'd point out is Colm O'Rourke is not a member of the ASTI, although he is a principal teacher. That's his decision. There's probably a loony left in every organisation in the country. ASTI members will make their own considered decision. And what we want is every member of the ASTI to vote, to use their democratic right to vote and not to be influenced one way or the other by extremists. We want them to read what's being proposed, and the central executive is recommending rejection. But above all, we want members to vote and make their own decision.
And what of the point that he makes? What the union wants is unclear. He says there is no strategy, no end game.
The ASTI has a strategy of making schools effective, efficient places. At the moment, schools have been hammered by cuts, capacity cuts. As a principal, Colm O'Rourke should know well that schools haven't got the capacity to deal with the impositions being placed on them. And this is what's bothering teachers, is the fact that there's imposition after imposition, and the schools have been cut consistently over the past 5 years.
And yet you find yourselves isolated. The other teachers' unions have accepted Haddington Road.
That's a decision. We respect the decision of the other unions. ASTI members voted by 63% in the last vote to reject the Haddington Road agreement. ASTI members will make up their own mind over the coming weeks.
Pat King, General Secretary of the ASTI, thank you for joining us. It's 20 past 8.